What's your irk? Guys.
The return.
We're back.
We're back.
I love it.
Feels good. It's been a hot minute.
It's been a long time coming.
Been waiting for the next episode.
Yep.
Sorry to all the people that have texted me, called me.
Asking for BJs?
Asking for more BJs.
Yeah.
And I had to tell them, gotta hold off on the BJs.
Yeah, push them away with two hands.
Yeah.
People out there were worried.
They were getting worried that we were gone.
Yeah, I was getting calls, people checking to make sure I was still alive.
Yeah.
We're like a band, you know, like you break up, you know, some shit goes wrong and you just, you know, you got a little hiatus.
Shout out to all our groupies.
Yep.
Fanboy.
Ooh, groupies, I like that.
For Ivan.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fanboy, our biggest fan.
Yep.
Wives usually listen.
What's your fucking irk? Brent, do you have an irk?
Irk of the day.
I got one. If you don't got one, if you
I mean, got anything? One, yeah. Carried over from yesterday. Kid, the son, made the first trip up to the principal's office.
He told me.
Oh, he told you? You went out to dinner.
I asked him, and I said, Robbie, have you gone to the principal's office yet? He's like, yeah, I was screaming in class.
Yeah.
But is that the truth?
Yeah, he came in grumpy in the morning, and you could just see his mood. And by 10 o'clock, the teacher was calling for the vice principal to come up. Check him out. Yeah. Just in a bad mood, grumpy.
A
little bit too early in the school year for that. But
this is what, week three?
Week three, she called. I got the phone call. She's like, he's not in trouble.
He's in the principal's office.
He's in the principal's office. He's not in trouble. So, yeah, that was an irk because, you know, sometimes those things are tough to control. He had a bad day. But, yeah, you don't want to see that this early on. So... that's definitely something on my mind this morning because that was yesterday. That was Monday. That was the start of the week. So,
how'd you send him off this morning to school? How'd you send him off?
He
don't fuck up today.
Yeah, he knew. He knew that he needed to have a good day.
Yeah.
You know.
Was he limping to class?
No, he wasn't limping. No.
Dude, don't you remember his parenting style?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Look him in the eyes.
He can't pin him. He wants to pin him.
Yeah.
He can't.
Yeah.
Nice.
So yeah, that's my.
Joseph.
What is your upset? Irk? I've been trying to set up my in-home gym, looking at some stuff at OfferUp, and I scored on some pretty sweet weights locally in Diamond Bar, some Bowflex dumbbells.
Nice.
Okay. Right? Pretty good score, dude. $250 for the pair. I haven't seen it that cheap in a long time.
For just two dumbbells?
For two dumbbells. However, they go up in, like, you can go anywhere between 5 pounds all the way up to 52.5 pounds.
Are those the ones that you just like turn?
You just churn.
And it changes. How did that work?
It changes. I was going to find out. Text the guy. And I said, hey, dude, this was yesterday in the morning. You know, may or may not have time to come by today. Maybe tomorrow.
Mm.
I opened up my phone this morning.
Sold.
Item has sold.
Yeah. Bro.
Fucking dick.
Didn't you tell him?
Yes. But, you know, I guess it's, you know, of course.
First come, first serve,
motherfucker.
Sorry, snoozy Liz.
So, I thought you were going to Crunch.
I was. However, having my own home, maybe a little more convenient. Just maybe go downstairs, go outside.
By the way, shout out to the Weasel. He got his first gym pass.
I did.
Hey, the Weasel in LA.
Due to the last podcast.
Look at me. People not even recognizing me anymore. I've been walking down the street.
I see the chest. It's popping out a little more.
Popped out.
Yeah, one thing I see popped out are those nipples of yours.
Yeah. Just like.
All right, so what have you done at the gym?
On the street, like people are like, Coach K? Like they were like double taking.
Really?
Yeah. They were like, they wasn't sure it was me. All loked out, buff.
Loked out.
Loked out, yeah. Just walking really
upright. What does that even mean?
Walking really upright. I'm thinking about getting a new vehicle, a truck,
ooh.
Something big, something fucking big, man. I'm loped out now and
loked out.
I'm thinking about growing the minivan. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe the 4Runner. I don't know. Something
dude.
Big.
So what workouts are you doing?
I go in, I do some cardio, I ride on the bike a little bit.
All right. That's how you get loped out.
Yeah. Does it help your muscle at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Gets my heart pumping a little bit.
All right.
Okay.
All
so
right.
Your heart muscle is working out.
Yeah.
That'll get you a big truck.
Just a little bit of a vulnerable moment. I've been feeling like really nauseous when I work out. I'm so out of shape that.
That's good.
That's good. It is good. It is good. So. I've been hitting it every day, but I've been feeling a little bit nauseous.
Working out or?
Yeah, after the work, like 30, 35 minutes in, I'm really out of shape.
So just out of breath or you just want to like fucking sleep?
Kind of start feeling just kind of like queasy. Feeling queasy and a little bit out of breath. So I'll hit the cardio, the bike, then I'm going and doing some of the machines.
Yeah.
You know, I work the pec muscles.
Ooh.
The tits.
The pectorals.
Yeah, my tits are big. They're getting big up here. The tits up by my neck.
Those have to be B-cups.
The pecs.
They have to be.
And the triceps on the same machine.
Nice, nice.
Triceps, I'm going home. My muscles are feeling tight. I'm feeling confident.
Yeah.
I'm wanting to do it every day. Going back on another day, the back muscles, the biceps, the leg, everything, the whole package. People are looking, people are noticing.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good. Things are good there.
Have you done leg day? Has there been a leg day yet, or intense leg day?
Yeah. There's a couple of machines that feel a little bit vulnerable
when
I'm on them because of the position I'm in. In my legs, I'm on my stomach. It's weird. I don't know. Is that weird to feel like that? Is that wrong?
If you haven't gone to the gym in a while, I can see
it. It's the hamstring machine.
Yeah.
It's the hamstring machine.
Yeah. Your ass is up in the air.
Your stomach. Kind of like this. Yeah. Your legs are curling back up.
Yeah.
And you just see guys and girls just like eye fucking you.
I don't like guys walking behind me when I'm doing
that. That's true. What about the one where you're laying on your back, do a leg press? Have you had that one where your legs are like completely in the air and you're just pushing the weights?
Have you
done that one?
Yeah,
and if you're wearing shorts with nothing under, dude you're exposing. Okay,
testicle slip for sure.
Yeah, for sure, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm proud of you. I can certainly tell.
How's the wife liking it?
Yeah, she's good too. She's starting to work out more. Is she
seeing a difference in your body?
I think so. She's eyeing me. She's like looking at me and touching me. Ooh. When she comes home, she's touching me all the time. Yeah.
Nice.
Like right on my chest where it's all big now.
Yeah.
And where my arms maybe 1-2 inches bigger right there.
Ooh. So she's going in for like the double hug now and just holding.
Yeah.
Staying there for a
little
longer.
No, she can't even wrap her arms around me.
Yeah.
Damn.
He's so wide now.
Yeah.
Before her arms would like, I think, go double wrapped and like hug herself.
Right. Now, I'm so big now. She can't, it's like, it's like
hugging, so big now.
It's like hugging Coach Tabarez with me. It's pretty close now. You can't get my arms around me.
Oh,
just
man.
Manly, I guess.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Wow.
I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you.
Well, once I get my own home gym.
Dude, we just have workouts.
Just come out and just work out. Yeah. You can show me a thing or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might feel a little bit vulnerable because I probably can't lift as much pounds as you guys, but I'll just have to forget about that and not care about that.
Look,
gain, you know.
At the end of the day,
I see the guys in the free weights; they lift a lot of pounds.
Yeah, at the end of the free weights.
Over in the free weights.
Free weights.
Oh, free weights.
I heard free weights.
I was like, dude, like, guys, that's kind of racist.
I'm like, are you guys on the free weights? The free weights are strong. They're really big.
Yeah.
Really big, intimidating.
So on the free weights, what are you lifting?
I'm not going into the free weights. I'm too intimidated still. I'm not ready for it yet.
So strictly machines.
Someone needs someone to introduce me.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
But that's the thing, Brent. It's not caring, not giving a fuck, just working out, doing your thing, maybe put some headphones on.
Yeah.
And don't worry about anyone around you. You're there, you're getting it. If you see a really large person at the gym, like some people are going to notice and like say, God, look at that big, that big person working out. But you think back and you're like, dude, good for them. Like that's what I think when I see, right? And like for them, they may feel a little insecure and, maybe all eyes on me too, but dude, good for them. So when I see your scrawny ass on the elliptical, I'm going to just see you from the window in the front and just good for him.
So focus
get
on
that
personal
shit.
Game.
Yeah, dude.
Focus on personal, dude.
Don't compare yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, everyone starts off somewhere, right? Like when you see these super yoked, guys at the free weights, like you said, everyone starts somewhere.
They look like you once.
Yeah. They look like you once.
I think I feel like the weights make me feel more confident with the building of the muscle, stronger.
Yeah.
But where I really feel like I need it is the cardio. That's the part that I don't really enjoy.
Oh, because your lungs.
You're really bad, dude.
That's
where I'm getting the queasiness and the short of breath, and I'm kind of a little bit worried about that.
I think his lungs are okay because of those big rips, big bar rips that you mentioned. However, I think there's a different type of cardio, right? So you can have someone that does like long sprints, right? Like a someone that's running track, right? If they're running like a 400, but all of a sudden you throw them on stairs, they go up one flight and they're like completely out of breath, you know? So I think your body gets used to like
different
that
type.
One thing that you're doing, So I think the different type of cardio that you're doing is going to have a different effect on your lungs and your overall, feeling.
Definitely. Stay
100%.
100%. Stay with it.
100%. So anyway, that's our irks. Well, whoa, that was a long opening irk session, and we didn't even get to Matt yet.
My irk is that my schedule is freaking insane today. Nice. Bouncing around everywhere. I have a first basketball practice for my high school team today.
You're coaching?
For the team I'm coaching. And then I got to get to back to school night, which is like 30 minutes after my practice ends. And I'm about 30, 40 minutes away. So I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get there, get back, see back to school night.
Not that
I really care. It's not really that important.
Can your wife be at back to school night to get started?
She's going to be there, but I feel like she's going to give me shit if I'm not there in time.
Yeah, you need to be there.
So I need to be there. How was your guys' back to school night last night?
Good. Were you there? Did I see you there? Did you skip out on that?
His ass probably wasn't even there.
I didn't think he was there.
Come on.
Dick move. I saw you in the front, bro.
What was he wearing?
My wife and I, we were both
I saw you. I complimented your wife's hair.
Did you?
Remember?
Yes.
Okay. We were talking. Wow.
Okay.
D move.
Jeez. His memory kind
of. Yeah, that's true. I got to give him a little bit of a.
That was a long time ago.
Look, I felt like walking away, we could have probably done without it. I didn't feel like it was completely necessary. But again, you meet your teachers. I think for you, you're probably going to get to know your teacher real good throughout the year.
Yeah, she said I looked familiar.
Oh, she knows you.
I went to church.
Really?
Dude, is it the girl?
No. It's not her.
The church girlfriend.
I gotta recheck.
From the cult.
Is the teacher ever gonna listen to this podcast? I don't know.
Let's just not say your name anymore.
Right. She's probably just saying that because you've been working out.
Oh, wow.
She probably goes to the gym and sees like other yoked dudes. Yeah. And she's like, dude, you look familiar.
Because sometimes women will make a side comment instead of saying, wow, you're very attractive and your muscles look very pretty and big.
Yeah, that's true.
They will say like, hey, don't you go to like St. VNA Church?
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
It's a good pick. It's a good pickup line right there.
Wow. Okay.
Christian Mingle. All
right.
Room
parent.
So where have we been, guys? Why have we not been here? We've missed a few weeks.
What, 2 weeks, I think?
Yeah, look how huge I am since the last podcast.
That's true. I don't even recognize this guy. he's we're having people wondering what's going on. We're MIA.
Yeah. Well, we were a little sabbatical, if you will. We were doing our own thing, I know Brent's doing his own podcast, too. He's like a...
Went solo.
Yeah.
Okay, Corral.
He broke off from NSYNC and went Justin Timberlake on us.
People have been asking about that. It's kind of on hiatus and hold right now, too.
We, my daughter, my 19-month-old, she was born with this very rare syndrome. It's called Sturge-Weber. And it's actually an abnormality in the brain. And it can cause seizures. You can cause learning disabilities. She was born with glaucoma on her right eye and a birthmark. We're controlling the glaucoma. We've eliminated the Port Wine Saint birthmark. You guys have seen her. She looks great. However, there's no treatments. There's nothing that you can really do for the abnormalities in the brain. We knew that there was a very high chance that she would, start getting seizures.
Yeah.
We just didn't know, when. And then the older they get, the less likely it is for them to start having them. At 2 years old was her mark of like dropping, 40%, chance that she wouldn't get them. So we were really shooting almost for those 2 years. My son's birthday party, which you guys did not attend, was on Saturday of 2 weeks ago, and that's the very next day on Sunday.
Did she forgive us, Aiden?
At night, she had her first seizure about 11:30 at night, and super scary. Again, you kind of know there's a possibility it may happen.
Did that happen at the party?
It did not. It happened on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Not the party that you guys did not go to. Yeah.
Oh, not that.
It didn't happen. Yeah,
it didn't happen. That party you didn't go to.
Got it. But the day after the party that you guys did not go to, she had the seizure at night. And, we were super scared. It went on longer. And, according to the information were provided to us, if it goes anywhere over, 7 minutes, you got to administer the Diastat pen, which is, rectally. And what that does, it actually just stops all the electricity going to her brain.
Damn.
And just, stop. stop the seizure. Because so normally they would have it, you know, stop seizing.
But what does that mean for everything else? Like, does it stop, like, functionality with everything else? Because it's stopping the electricity to your brain? Not,
they just knock out.
Oh,
they
shit.
Fall asleep.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with seizures. Are there different types? Like, is there's a lot of different types of seizures. Like choking? Or foaming at the mouth or the tongue?
Yeah, so there is quite a few different types of seizures. And Matt, you can even jump on board too, because I know, you know, sure. Your brother suffers from epilepsy, correct? And he has some pretty gnarly seizures.
Yep.
And we're talking about this because primarily, I mean, I know that everyone, like, we're all going through some shit, right? There is no, like, perfect family, perfect situation. Like, everyone's going through some shit. Social media, like, tends to, you know, have this facade of, like, everything's all good, and let me just post, you know, with my hot chick, I'm in my badass car, I'm fucking working out, I look awesome, you know, but at the end of the day, like, life happens.
Yeah, we don't share the tough moments.
Yeah, you never, and I like to, like, I, you know, I think once we're getting over this hump of, you know, everything kind of starts settling down, I'll post stuff, you know, it's just, we've been completely disconnected in MIA.
Yeah.
From our surroundings, from, you know, some family and friends, just because we're just really focusing on our daughter. But anyway, we'll do that. I'm not the type of person that just likes to show all the good stuff at all, because again, life happens.
Yeah.
But anyway, to answer your question, Brent, she has what's called focal seizures. She'll get very irritable, and she'll start grinding her teeth right before her seizure.
So that's like a trigger point. That's how you know.
Yeah, that's when we know. So we kind of have to layer on her left side, yeah. The safe side.
Left side, yeah.
And in case anybody, you know, knows anybody that may be jumping into a seizure, this is kind of maybe what you guys could probably do, so maybe a little learning here. But you just put them onto their left side. Don't, you know, no fucking wallet thing. People are like, put a fucking wallet or something in their mouth so they don't. No, just leave them. At least, you know, the information that's been provided to us, you know, to ambulance, hospital, you know, head neurologist, like, don't do anything to them. Just put them on their left
is
side.
Is it very visible if she's on the bed, what's happening?
Yep.
It's violent.
Yeah, so her, well, she does not have, like, the she's not, what is it called? She's not shaking. She doesn't have those type of seizures or foaming. Focal seizures, it's, she gets very quiet. She stops responding, and her eyes just lock to the left all the way, and they start twitching, you know? So she's not, like, convulsing.
So in a way, it's kind of, I mean, no seizures are good, but it's better than
a complete
shaking.
Yeah. And I was talking, you know, to my mom about that, because she was, you know, super scared and frightened. I'm like, look, you know, if it were to happen, just know it's not like those crazy where they're just fucking convulsing, which I think can be a little harder, you know, to see your kid go into that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, none of it's easy, but I think, you know, when they're going through that shit alone.
Yeah.
And then also they don't remember any of it, which is...
That's
kind
good.
Of cool-ish.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and if you guys know us, I mean, like, we're laughing because I think everything, like, let's bring out the you know, life's too short to be taken serious. And although, like, all this shit's going wrong, like, let's not, I don't like, if I pass away, guys, if I fucking were to die, I don't want, you know, people to be so sad and mourning. No, like, dude, come on. You guys know me. I'm fucking...
I'll be happy as
shit. I'm all... Wait.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding.
But,
just kidding.
You know, but look, guys, let's... Look, you know, if you guys know me, we're doing this podcast and show, you know, for various reasons. But we're different cats. So anyway, if we laugh because of different shit, whatever, I laugh for, you know, a lot of different stuff, and you can laugh at my daughter's seizures too. It's all good.
Going back to that, do you hold her and hug her? Yep. While she's, is that what a parent would want to do?
You like, don't hold her, you just console. And... Like, it's okay, you know, just let her know it's fine. Yeah, just touching, petting, you know, and just letting them know it's all good. Because even though they really can't hear you,
they can't,
you know,
hear
or just, no, they're just like disconnected. But you still want them to feel some sort of like, it's all right. It's like when someone's passing away, right? You're not like, peace! You know what I'm saying? You're just, you know, you want to give them some sort of like, it's all right. You know, whether their spirit is, anyway, consciousness, I think, is always there. Except when you administer that fucking pen, that pen just, you know, knocks them the fuck out. So anyway, we've been going through all that. We had to go through emergency, and we've been going through doctors, and she had multiple seizures after that. But today she is, I'm knocking on wood, down here, down below, 7 days without a seizure.
Woo!
Today.
Nice.
That's huge, because she was having them, you know,
that's
quite
great.
Often. A little
is
bit
it the medication that is...
Yep. So she's on anti-seize medication now. She's on one of the cleaner versions. It's called Keppra, and it's one of the first ones that they start her on. And I spoke to your parents, Matt, and your brother was on that, but he had some really gnarly side effects.
Yeah, the side effects are crazy.
fortunately, her side effects, you know, was like she was just acting super irritable and fussy and not herself and bitchy. And they had just said that she would make that, you know, she would turn and, you know, she would come to and her body would just adjust to the medication.
How's her mood been this week?
Dude, this week has just been primo. Just
good.
Just normal. Yeah. She's just back to herself. She's
back to herself, which is fucking such a relief. Because, you know, when they're like responding to all these, you know, side effects of these medications, dude, it's like, that's not her. That's not my daughter. She's just pissed. Just imagine like Brent's kid. You know? No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. No, she was just like always like she needed a nap. Put it that way.
Yeah.
That's how she was just acting all day and it's like, fuck, dude. So
So my thing for you is like when you saw the first one happen,
yeah.
You have to be like totally manly about it, like it's okay, everything's gonna be alright. And I'm sure Trish is like freaking out because that's just a mom thing to do.
You have to hold it down. I think as husbands, as men, as fathers, I feel that we're wired different, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's, you know, some, I feel that there's some people that are maybe not wired. I think there's some guys that will kind of flip and freak out.
Yeah.
However, for the most part, I think for me, I'm just programmed in wanting to console and just make sure that my family knows that everything's going to be all right. It's all good. Like I'm huge on like manifestation and just sending positive thoughts and vibes and energy. And I don't deviate from that regardless of the situation.
But how do you feel inside?
It hurts and it sucks. But I think our minds are much more powerful than what our bodies are going through. Yeah, right?
I agree.
If you're waking up, Brent, you can wake up at 4:30 in the morning and go to the gym. You certainly can. Your body will adapt. Your mind is what's telling you. No, your mind wants to tell you to go back to sleep.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And usually your mind will win, you know? Yeah. But it's that power to break that habit and it's all up here.
Yes.
So for us, it's like for me, for men, I just think, you know, you just want to naturally, you know, protect
and let your family in that moment, it's like fight or flight. And huge. As men, you don't shy away from... like being positive in that moment,
right.
You have to just like fight for your family.
Yeah.
Tell everyone it's going to be all right. Don't worry about it. This is crazy, but we're going to get through it.
And even in that situation, like my wife was scared and she was like, look, it's been a while. We got to administer the pen. I was like, okay, you know, and she was like rushing through. I'm like, babe, it's okay. All while, you know, your daughter is seizing.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, my other daughter, you know, I had put my, you know, stepdaughter, you know, on top of, you know, my daughter to kind of help console and take over while I call 911. And it's, you have to remain calm, you know, and it's tough, but I think you do it naturally. Yeah. I don't, there's no other way. There is no, you know, I know Brent, you're a little wired different.
No, when you get that moment, you react, you know?
Right? You react.
You feel like an instinct and...
Yeah. So
yeah, that's
tough. I don't know, Matt. Have you helped out your brother in
his situation? Yeah, I remember my brother's first time.
How old were you?
I think I was like 20. I want to say 19 or 20. He was a junior in high school, I want to say. And it was a Sunday morning. We were getting ready to go to church, and I just remember my mom like freaking out. Like she goes into my brother's room, and she was just freaking out, screaming at the top of her lungs. And my room was all the way on the other side of the house. So she's like screaming my name. I run, and his first seizure was grandma. So he was like foaming at the mouth. He was like,
grandma, what's that?
It's a really, really big seizure, uncontrollable shaking. You're foaming like white stuff out of the mouth.
The one that most people think of.
Yeah. That's the common thing that people think of as seizure. Like if you talk about Sloan seizures, people wouldn't even think that's a seizure.
Okay. Right.
But this one was, it was crazy.
Like, it's a seizure, like, you know, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was hitting his head on the headboard.
Oh.
It was bad. And my mom was just like she completely folded because, I mean, she didn't know what else to do. She didn't know what was going on. My dad was at the car wash. I still remember everything. I called my dad. I'm like, you got to come home now.
Was she able to call 911 real quick?
I don't even think she called 911. I think it was me that called because she couldn't even speak.
Wow.
So in that moment, I'm like, all right, my dad's not here. My mom's freaking out. I kind of got to like take over.
Yeah.
So I pushed my mom out of the room. I'm like, go get some water or maybe like a towel.
Yeah.
Because at that point, we didn't even know he was gonna have seizures ever. He didn't have any symptoms of seizures.
So you didn't know that he was epileptic?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. It was just a random morning. Till junior.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. You don't even know. You thought maybe he's dying.
Yeah. You don't know at that moment. Know. And my brother's had a lot of medical issues. Like he had open heart surgery when he was a baby. He's had like knee surgeries. He's had like just a bunch of things happen. And then at that point, you're just like, is this his heart?
Yeah.
It's like, what's going on? Because that's the only medical condition you know of.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were freaking out. And then we called 911. They got there pretty quick. And then after that point,
how was it when they got there?
They were able to, like, give him something that calmed him down. Mm-hmm. Probably similar to what they give Sloan. But he finally came out of it, and he didn't remember. But, like, his hands were, like, balled up in fists. He was super sore. Yeah. And that from that point on, like, after that day, he had seizures every single day for...
After that day.
Like, he went to the hospital, and then every day it was seizure. He was...
Yeah.
Like, he would be doing something totally random. He actually... I think he had to be homeschooled that year.
Yeah.
Because he was having too many seizures.
And that's the thing is, there's like 20 different types of anti-seize medication. And you have to play guinea pig.
Yeah.
You don't know... I mean, you obviously start from something, you know, with less side effects, something as clean, and then just work your way up to... a higher dose,
yeah.
And your body needs to get used to it. So you can go 2 weeks with one anti-seize medication, and then if that doesn't work after that, then you go into the next one.
Yeah.
So you can, you know, go into, you know, a fucking half year, a year, you know, trying to control these fucking seizures.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Joey, do you ever get overwhelmed with the thought that this is for life now?
Yeah.
Or so no, did you kind of overlook that and be strong and just kind of move forward and do what you got to do?
Yeah, you move forward and you just... I'm very optimistic, dude. I mean, my wife continues to remind me this day, like, how do you, you know, remain so optimistic? And again, I feel like it's the way
we admit it prior.
Yeah. You know, I can't look at my wife and just say, you know, it's okay, she's going to have this for the rest of her life and we just have to work through it.
Yeah, you can't say that.
No, you can't say that shit. You know, because you... And I honestly do feel... I'm not just saying it just to say it. I deep down inside, wholeheartedly, the bottom of my fucking finger, know and feel that whatever it is, whatever the fuck, I mean, fucking cancer. If, you know, if you tell me I have stage 4 fucking cancer, great.
I'm beating this shit.
How are we going to beat this shit?
Yeah, exactly.
What are we going to do now? I'm not the type of person to look back and go, fuck, we should have, could have, none of that shit. With Sloan, they were recommended that we give her low dose aspirin every single day, which would help potentially relieve her from having seizures. We didn't do it because we didn't want to give her aspirin because there's other side effects for that.
Yeah.
Could we have thought after she had her seizure, fuck, what if we gave her? No.
Yeah.
You can't. Let's move on. Okay. This happened. How do we fix it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Don't let the negative.
Can't. No, it's like in any situation, dude, whatever it is, you just, okay, how do we overcome this? Mm-hmm. What do we do now? It happened. Okay. What do we do now? You know what I mean? There's no point in...
My mom and Nicole, they give me shit all the time because they say I'm overly optimistic with everything. They'll say like, for example, my daughter's surgery to get her tonsils and her earplugs, it got pushed back till October. It was originally supposed to be in July. Yeah. She got sick, she had a fever, and then so they pushed it back to October. So me, the first thing I said was, oh shit, like that probably means that there's some like divine thing happening where her tonsils are gonna like shrink in size and her ear fluid's gonna go away, so by the time October 4th comes, no seizure necessary. And they're just like, the fuck is wrong with you? Why do you think that way? But it's like me thinking, just that's just how I am.
You put it out there.
Put
it fucking out there, guys, come on.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because I hugely believe that anything you set your mind to, right, the moment you say I can't, you can't, you know?
Yeah.
It's like that one saying, right? Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right.
You're right, yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So just put it out there, and if it doesn't happen, then great. Okay, the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the alternative? And just constantly thinking, all right, always look at the positive outcome.
Yeah.
Always. You know, so anyway, that's how I am thinking. So even though they say, because right now there is no cure, it's, dude, it's people born with Serge Weber, it's 1 in 30 to 50,000. ultra rare, dude.
Crazy.
Right? So it's obviously, you know, well, fortunately, there's not enough kids diagnosed with it that they have enough funding for medicine and research, you know, unlike, you know, fucking autism or cancer, you know what I'm saying? Where there's so much funding and people with it that, you know, you can raise a shitload of money for it. But this, there's not enough, which is, there is no cure. There's no, as of right now, there's no hope. But for, do me, you know, do I think, oh, fuck.
She's fucked for life.
She's fucked for life. No, absolutely not.
Never. Can't.
You know, no, you just can't. It's like, for me, I just think, okay, cool. I can't wait for medicine in 5 years, in 10 years. You know, I've read a fucking article in India where this fucking one doctor has treated a kid with, you know, Sturge Weber to walk again because it can be, you know, debilitating, you know, for the body because it affects, you know, the brain and whatever part of the brain that's being affected, that part of your body, it, you know, starts to lose, you know, function, in other words.
Yeah.
And the older you get, the worse it gets. So this kid wasn't able to walk anymore because of his Sturge Weber. When India fucking stem cell, you know, therapy was able to help him now walk.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like little things like that, and we just continue to progress. Yep. You know, so.
And you can't live your life with a negative mindset because it's going to eat at you every day.
100%.
So you just got
to. Yeah. So what would you say to people out there who do live their life? There's definitely not everybody is like this and has a positive mindset. There's, I'm sure there's people who would be like, oh my God, this is going to be every day. Oh my gosh, this is going to be scary. We're going to have to get medications all the time. Where are we going to have her go to school? Is she going to be able to go to school? Oh man, it's going to be so tough.
For me.
So for people with that negative mindset, it's not so easy to just snap out and be like, hey, we're going to do this and I'm going to focus and it's going to be great. I think for people who do get into those negative mindsets, it's a bottomless pit trying to continually crawl out of it. So
for me, I feel like I always try to say, let's face it when it happens.
Yeah.
Because for me, like, if you think of something negative happening, like, I always tell, like, even athletes, I tell them, like, the biggest mistake you'll make in your life is living in the fear of making one.
Yeah.
So, like, it's the same thing with life.
Yeah, I agree with that.
If you are in the fear of some shit happening, you're always going to live in fear every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, I always tell everyone around me, like, we'll just visit it when it happens. And when it happens, we'll fucking solve it and fix it.
Yeah.
But if you're going to keep putting your life off to the side, trying to think of like, oh, what if this, what if that, you're done.
You'll wish things into existence, right?
Yeah.
You have a choice. Either yes or no, do or don't, right? Yeah. You have the control in your mind to make these decisions.
Right.
Shout out to Alex, my Lyft driver, you know, at 4:30 in the morning, on Monday, you know, the first day of school when my daughter did go to the emergency, I rode in the ambulance with my wife and my daughter, so I had to get a Lyft back home to pick up the car. And on the way back, I was talking to my Lyft driver, Alex, which he downloaded the podcast right in front of me.
Why didn't you call me or Brett?
Dude, it was 4:30 in the fucking morning.
And?
Well, I just, okay. Well,
how much you spend on that Lyft?
Oh, dude, at that point, money wasn't in it.
I would have done it for half the price.
Well, now I know. I appreciate you, and now I know.
Come on, we're
there at the hospital, and I just, look, let's just get a fucking, you know, and we're at Pomona, which wasn't too far out.
My phone would have gone to voicemail.
Oh, I know, yeah, for sure. You're probably like the sixth or seventh person that I would fucking call.
And Roseanne would have answered. Oh, my God, I'll be right over there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was talking to him about driving, because even at 5:30 in the morning, like, people were fucking driving like crazy. And I told him, like, dude, instead of reacting, like, you have two choices. You either react or you don't, right? And it's like, people 9 out of 10 time are going to react to a honk, you know, to fucking, to road rage. My daughter, I was dropping my daughter off at work one day, and we live in an area where there's, you know, not, you know, drivers that are not so competent.
Yes.
In all races and nationalities, I mean, including Mexicans.
No.
So anyway, we were driving behind this one car, a white Toyota Camry, and there was a middle lane to make a left. Well, this person in front of me just made a slow left, like stopped in our lane, even though that there was a middle lane to make a left. So stopped right in front of us, turned their left blinker on, and made a left into a driveway. But I'm like, dude, there's you know, there's a middle lane. So anyway, my daughter's like, what the hell are they doing? Honk, pops. And I'm like, Ebony, like, yeah. For what? It's not going to do anything to that person.
Sure, man.
For all they know, they probably don't even give up. They have no idea what they're doing wrong. My honk is not going to change their mind right there. What is it going to do? For what? Okay, for what? You're going to cause more cancer to your own self and blood laying on the fucking horn than that person. Yeah, you're mad, but for what? They make a left.
I need you to help.
They probably laugh. I would love that, dude, right? It's like they're fucking laughing and you're over here fucking your hairs are fucking, your ass hairs are setting up. Yeah, you're super pissed. So I told her, I was like, sweetie, just look, let them go about their day. We're fine. You're not fucking late. We're not injured. We're not, yeah. There's no accident here. Just slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Let them make their dumb move and go on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And in your head, just think, whatever. So be it. Laugh it off, if you will. Yeah. Laugh. I challenge everybody that's fucking listening to this, either when they're driving or whatever, if someone does something stupid around you, one, don't react and just smile. Think about the BJ and just smile and don't react. Happy. That is the first, I mean, I learned this from my father-in-law. The first act of changing your mindset is by not reacting. Right. The moment you want to react, just don't.
Right.
I'm not even saying like fucking, you know, be all zenned out and all one. Just the first thing you do is just don't react. That's it. That's the con, because usually we like to react, right? We like to fucking honk on our horn.
And
we like
we
to
react on emotions.
100%.
I drive both ways. I have days where I'm out there speeding around all over, up and down, and you know, out of my way. I feel like I'm racing people and I'm trying to beat you in that lane and this lane. And then other days where I'm not thinking about that at all. I'm just focused on driving and I'm chill. So I have both sides.
It depends what you did that morning before driving. What did you do that morning before driving?
Went to a party.
CBD.
Went to that party once a month.
Once a month.
Once a month at parties. Well, yeah, that does tend to be that sometimes. Just chill. Yeah, you got to. It's the mindset again. Coming back to the mindset. It's podcast huge. Seems to be mindset. It's just not easy for everyone to stay in that mindset. It feels a stress, you know?
Yeah.
But look, Brent, you're going to
see that on the road a lot.
But you're going to cause more stress with the alternative.
I agree.
Do you feel that working out has kind of helped you a little bit?
Yeah, of course. I can't control the other person, you know? The other man or woman who's just like raging.
110%. I agree with you. You can't control anybody else's actions. You can only control yourselves.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
People are going to do stupid and dumb shit around you all day, every day. Yeah. But how you react makes all the difference in yourself. You know what I'm saying? Let them fucking cause cancer to themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Life's too fucking short. Like, imagine, like, dude, come on.
I was leaving the soccer game on Saturday, coming out of a Shabaran Park.
Yeah.
And I was walking behind someone trying to get to my car pretty quick, brisk pace of my walk. And there's a guy walking on the sidewalk, on the right side with a wagon. So I'm going to make my move and pass him, but someone's coming on the other side. So I kind of hold back behind him for like 3 seconds. And I know he felt that. Like, I kind of stayed behind him on the sidewalk. Now there's a guy behind me. So then the other people pass. And I moved to pass him on the left to stay on the sidewalk. And he moved to the left also, maybe going to his car, which is parked on the curb.
Damn.
So like I have to slip around him. And I was like, excuse me. Nice. I'm being real nice.
Yeah.
But we kind of brushed a little bit. And as I got by him, I heard him say, excused. So I could have turned around and been like, dude, I was just trying to get around you, you know.
Should have knocked his ass out.
Or yeah, just knocked his ass out or got him in that choke that Paxson told me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Paxson, your son, your six-year-old, taught me a chokehold.
So now,
maybe I should have just got him in a chokehold, not even said a word to
sleeper.
Him.
Yeah, just put him to sleep.
You're excused.
Yeah, while he's going to sleep.
Yeah.
You're excused.
So,
and the last thing he hears is
it irked me a little bit that I was just trying to get around nicely, but he saw it as like a rude thing that I did.
Yeah.
I just kept walking. I didn't turn around. I didn't say anything. I acted like I didn't hear it. That's the way you got to handle these incidents, and you just got to move on. Maybe his kid lost a soccer game. Maybe he don't like the coach.
Yeah.
He's coming out of the park having a bad game.
Yep.
You don't know where people are. Why escalate it?
That's what I've been trying to like do better lately is
try.
But I was mad at
that's
him.
That's what I'm doing better lately. Don't try.
But I was still mad. Even by the time I got home, I was still thinking about that guy. And I was mad a little bit. Yeah, I was like, what a dick. Yeah. You know? But I was glad I let it go.
Cool.
But I was still like, what a dick. I wish kind of like someone would have been there to like say something to that guy in that moment.
Yeah, but there's other reasons as to when you can react and, you know, make a bigger deal about a situation.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, right. A little brush and a little miscommunication where he's not even looking at you. He doesn't have eyes behind his back. Yeah. Like, things like that, dude, come on. Like, that's so insignificant in life. Right? I mean, there's fucking...
I can get hit by a car, turn in the corner, and...
You can have someone flying down the street with a whole shitload of kids, and your kid almost gets hit.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, a brush and your excuse or whatever.
It's sad that we get caught up in that mindset in our... Yeah, that sucks. It makes people kind of angsty and mad.
I think that's why we're so angry as a society, is because we don't realize... Like, we don't let small shit go because we think people are just assholes. But, like, for me, like I was trying to say earlier before Joey interrupted me, really, I was trying to say that I've been trying to do better.
And I corrected you.
I've been doing better.
There you go.
Of not getting so mad or irritated, frustrated, annoyed with people because I don't necessarily know what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the thing with us today. Like, you look on social media, you see people living, like, beautiful lives on vacations. Oh, man. Dude, for so long, I had to deal with this, with Nicole saying, why can't we go on more vacations? Yeah. Why can't we go to Dubai? Or why can't we drive that car? So, like, I think we live in a society where we compare a lot.
We do.
And we judge people on perception.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't
for sure.
understand that those people are probably either really fake or going through some shit and we just don't know about
it. They might have some hurt in their lives that's deeper than your own.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everyone's got it.
I mean, we all have it. We all have some shit that we're going through.
I agree.
So it's maybe, I don't know how, but maybe our viewpoints and the way we see the world's changing with the social media, seeing the good side. Is it okay to post some of the poor moments in life? You ever feel like you shouldn't, you know?
Post it.
Yeah.
I think it'll help you, it'll help people.
When was the last time you saw a post like, I just had a huge argument with wife and we argued about
I say we do it today it's looking let's post
put an irk or something moment in life
or let's take a bad blurry photo, you know what I'm saying, or something like let's fucking flaw it up a little bit. You know, everything is so
or maybe we take our shirts off, but then again Brent might
outshine us. How about Brent's just like right in the middle, just fucking flexing the guns, and then Matt and I are just like with our shirts off, fucking
the six pack. The start of the show a little bit too.
Yeah.
Already. Damn. Fucking sexy. Well,
like for me, like people think that I have like a pretty good life, like
Who thinks that?
I mean, everyone but you. But, like, I'm going through some shit right now. Like, I'm involved in, like, in a whole case where I can't really talk about it too much.
Yeah, if you're in court, don't talk about it. Shit. Or if there's any kind of lawsuits, don't talk
then
about it.
All you motherfuckers...
I don't want BJ to get subpoenaed.
Yeah, you guys are going to get subpoenaed. I'm involved with something now. Let's just say that I didn't expect to be involved with.
Yeah.
This was something that hit me, like, 3-4 years ago.
Pistol whipped.
And basically that thing. And
is it related to that?
It is related to that.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so I'm involved in something that's pretty scary actually. Okay. I just got a letter a couple weeks ago and it's freaking me out. So
yeah.
Didn't we talk about that on an early
episode? We did.
At that time, did you know? Is this new info that popped up after that?
Wow, maybe he's a listener.
The podcast, bro.
The podcast
it's gaining.
Makes life happen.
So I spoke it into existence.
Oh, see? Right. Prime example.
I talk about that.
We're not going to have these podcasts at my house anymore.
Right.
Somebody's following that, you know?
Someone's following me.
Hey, dude, if there's anywhere you want to be, it's here. We'll come out fucking like we just did a Dodger game or some shit.
Yeah, that's
deep.
That sounds stressful.
So, yeah, it's pretty stressful. But I just try to stay positive, you know, look at life. Life's too short. I'm not going to spend my time on that.
Wife and child are safe and healthy.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
That's huge.
That's huge.
You know?
Yeah. What about you guys?
Well, Brent's working out. That's a good thing.
Working out, yeah.
Yeah, you're working out. You're feeling good.
So that's good stuff.
You got any tough shit?
In my life, Mom is going through the court case, which I won't talk too much about. She made a left turn in front
of us. Well, you're talking about it.
But I think I can say that.
You can tease a little bit?
Fact, yeah, she made a left turn in front of a motorcycle rider in Anaheim in 2014. And the guy hit her car and passed away. So the family is suing my mom for everything she's built up her whole life. You know, mm-hmm. my mom's been working her whole life, you know, and has been able to buy two houses. Mm-hmm. You know, growing up with the family, these were houses that were bought in the 60s and 70s. Yeah. Well, now those houses, of course, are worth 10 times what they were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the mother of this boy who passed away wants everything my mom has ever earned.
Wow.
So if my mom had been poor, mm-hmm. this would have been wrapped up and there would have been nothing. But since my mom has built up some wealth through hard work,
yeah,
you know, she worked a long time for Monsanto, single mom. And just was able to invest in one house and didn't sell the house in the divorce. Anyways, that's tough because I'm living in one of her houses, the houses I grew up in, and we could lose everything. We might have to move out of the city that I'm expecting to raise my kid in. Mm-hmm. I might have to move out of the city that I was born in.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
And the future is very uncertain, you know. But again, the mindset, I'm not worrying about that on the daily. And I'm more like Matt when as this gets closer in the court, Suzuki is wrapped up in this lawsuit too. There's a recall on the brake. The boy was speeding and there was a recall on the brake. This is not completely my mom's fault. So I'm taking it and I'm going to deal with it in the moment. This has been going on for many years and court cases don't get wrapped up quick is what I'm seeing.
No, they don't.
Especially when there's corporations involved.
Yep.
And on your side, Joey, I'm going to keep the positive mindset. You know, nothing can take away my kid and my kid's health.
Yep.
And my wife, we could be homeless and we would still have each other. That's never going to happen because, again, going back to the mindset of the man and the male, if my family was ever put into a situation on the street, I'd be working my ass off to survive. I'm not going to keep my family in a situation like that.
Yeah.
So.
You're really pulling for this because you don't want to work.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck. Yeah. Really
right. Right. Well, I'm not on my mom, you know. I don't want her to lose her everything she's worked for.
She's such an asshole,
Joey. Doesn't seem fair, you know? I mean, I think there's very little negligence on her. So that's one thing that's going on there. Anything else going on? Health seems good. Parents are good. I think that's the main thing in the future.
Yeah, that's pretty huge. That's huge.
Behavior of the child, but who... who doesn't have that? You know, he's 6 years old. He's
except for Paxton.
He's ridiculous.
He gets it bad.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I think he's probably the reason why Robbie gets in trouble so much at school. Just being at school with Paxton.
Yeah, like, that fucker or Paxton?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably
it. So, he sees Paxton before walking into class.
Yeah.
Even though Pax is in a different class, he's like, I'm going to fuck around in class today because of Pax.
Yeah, Pax is so good over there. Like,
yeah, he's fucking smiling every morning.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any more hurt that we got going on in my life. I think that's the main thing on the horizon.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking so. That's the main thing. You got something there. And we all got something. We all got something. And I'm sure there's other deeper things that if I was to sit here for 10 minutes, I could come up with a bunch of things that I'm dealing with and struggles and things that I've been working on personally for a long time that have never fulfilled.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely have goals in my life that have been there for years that I have not fulfilled.
Yeah.
You just gotta...
Saying this out loud too helps, right? For anybody that's listening, if you don't got a year, you know, a year... It's sometimes kind of hard to go to your wife and kind of let these things out if you're going through some shit. Send it in an email. Write it down, right? Journaling helps huge because you're physically taking effort into writing it on a sheet of paper instead of just texting it.
I see some people. Is it okay to do it through social media?
Sure.
I see it a lot through social media. In fact, I get irked a little bit when people put too much on the social media.
Yeah.
Looking for attention, you know, they're hurting.
I hear
you're
you, but look,
it out there,
but
so
let
do it.
Everyone do it their own way.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I hear you. Sometimes you feel like, man, there's a lot of irks coming from that. And however people, you know, express differently and if it makes them feel better.
You got to do it. You got to put it out there.
So be
it. Out.
So to our listeners.
Don't bundle it up.
Yeah.
Email us, call us, primarily Brent. Everyone, You have Brent's number. Yeah. Go 909.
Call me.
Yeah. Call, text him. Let him know you're IRC. Yeah. He wants to know.
Put the number out.
Rolling Heights psychologist. The weasel.
The weasel. 919-3516. It's a free advice hotline. Call me anytime. Leave a message. I'll call you back because I know there's some spam calls and I won't answer those.
Yeah. Wow.
So mind, body, spirit. Huge. I've been thinking about that a lot recently, especially with the exercise.
Yeah.
The connection of the body being healthy, leading to a healthy mindset. You know, people like with the negative mindsets, going back to the ragers out there and the road rage and the negativity, maybe not enough exercise.
Yep.
Then maybe they're all three or not, or maybe the spirit's not.
Gotta get the endorphins right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you gotta get that. And then you could just work out, and maybe you don't have the mind and spirit connection there. You gotta try to strive for all three of those. I don't know a lot about the mind, body, spirit, but to me, I think there's something there.
We'll get someone on the show. But one thing to know is your ego is not your amigo. Let it go. Let it go.
No. Okay. Denial. Not
denial.
Just a river.
No. Ooh, that was good.
That took me a second.
What about you? Say it. Come on. You got one. You got one. Say one, dude. Come on. Ego's not your amigo. Denial's not the river.
I'm not your friend. I'm your frenemy. I don't know.
Would you like a job planting tulips?
Why?
You could plant tulips right here.
Oh! Pointing down south.
A job planting tulips.
Ooh. He used that before.
Yeah.
On the church grill.
Christian mingle. That's where you learned that one. Well, this is really fun. I'm glad we got this... all this shit off of our chest. We're all going through something. Say it out loud. If you're driving right now, just say it out loud. What you're fucking cry in the car if you want. Let it out.
Because I've cried in the car a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me feel good.
Yeah.
I don't want to cry in front of my kid or in front of my wife. So
why not? Look, Trish and I talked about this. When she raised her daughter, she showed them how to be tough. Not cry, not show any fear, not show any vulnerability, not showing weakness. And now, the girls... you know, my daughters, my stepdaughters, it's like a little bit of a struggle to like communicate and show that kind of emotion, right? Because they've always been taught that you shouldn't. So I think it's okay to express that, to show like, hey, we're all human. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, you're building a monster, dude. You're whining a fucking monster. Just saying. A little's okay, Matt. A little's okay.
I might cry right now. Just fucking.
We feel that. Is the cry in happiness different than the cry in sadness? Is that more acceptable to cry in happiness?
Yeah,
like
for sure.
Coaches meeting.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah, cry in happiness.
Got to.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But letting them know, dude, right? Like
it's okay to show them you're weak, but like, I don't know. For me, it's like a man thing.
Not cry. I mean, I'm not a big crier myself. Even on Titanic.
You didn't cry on Titanic?
It didn't break
dude, Jack?
I was like,
as soon as he let go, dude. As soon as the hand was frozen, she pulled it off, dude. I was gone.
Finding Nemo was tough. Dude, swimming, like in the finding, dude. I was like, losing the
son. That was tough.
The Lion King.
Oh.
Losing the dad. That was tough.
I just pictured my dad getting stepped on, and I was like,
oh, yeah.
Dad, no. Can't do this without you.
Disney, man.
Fuck.
I do it every time.
Every time.
It's okay, guys. It's all right to...
By the way, I don't think you should call your daughters your stepdaughters anymore.
No, I mean...
I think you should change
it. Do you call...
He calls them stepdaughters.
I didn't know.
I don't think they like it.
No, they're...
It's fucked up.
They're my daughters.
Yeah.
They're 100%.
Don't fucking say stepdaughters.
Yeah, I wouldn't even...
It sounds like you're half disowning them.
Yeah.
No way.
That's what it sounds like. Perception. Yeah. If you put that on Facebook, I'd be like, he doesn't really care about them. That's what I think. But if you put my daughters, I'd be like, he fucking loves them.
Yeah. You're right.
Change it.
Right. I will.
Thank you.
The only reason why I say it is because some people don't know that, like, even like high school friends, obviously I didn't have a kid in high school, so they may feel like, whoa, did Joey have kids without even knowing? Like, damn. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not that I don't
care. Does
it
matter?
No, it does not matter at all. All
right, then.
100% it does not.
All
right. I've gotten, like, even when we go to the restaurants or something like that, like, people, you know, hi, what would you like? What about your... And they don't know how to... You know, like say it's either your girlfriend or not, because you know my girls are older, you know, and I look super young.
That's
I'm
true.
Like, oh, young,
that's
but, true. You know, so anyway, no, I mean, you're absolutely right.
Yes, thank you.
I will,
thank you.
But they're 100% my daughters.
You know? If you adopted like a 5-year-old right now, yeah. would you have them call you dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, makes sense.
Like, I don't call Aubrey like, oh, that's my real daughter. I just call her my daughter.
Hey, real daughter.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Bruh.
Bruh. Bruh. No, I love my girls. All right, let's wrap this shit up. It's her boyfriends that I don't like. Oh, here we go. Well, we kind of did gratitude, didn't we? We did gratitude already?
You know, we kind of did. We're trying to be positive here.
So we did a little bit.
Gratitude. Let's wrap up another gratitude, grateful.
Yeah, I'll start off.
Oh, damn.
I don't know if we said this before. I've been pretty grateful for the podcast. We haven't done it in a while. I miss it. People miss it. Yeah. It brings us together to talk and they're good moments. It's led me to do some things in my life that are different. I don't know what's going on. I still can't explain it, why I want to do this stuff. Exercise.
You're speaking it into existence.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You talk about it. Yeah. You have people to talk about it with.
Yeah,
so
it's hard to explain. So I'm just grateful for being back here today, getting it going again. It's been fun.
I missed it. I for sure miss it. I'm grateful for my 30-year-old old lady. She just turned 30 a few days ago. This was our 12th birthday together. So it's been a fun ride. Damn. Happy birthday. Happy belated.
Happy belated.
Yep. You got a good one.
Yeah, dude. To, let's see, 30, 60 more years.
You don't deserve her, but.
Yeah. That's true. So nice.
Yeah.
She's so nice. Yeah,
actually, the facade behind
hey.
The guys. I'm just kidding. Nah, I love you. Happy birthday.
We love you, Nicole. My gratitude is for the abundance and the overwhelming amount of support and, you know, reach out. You guys helped out, you know, with the kids and stuff and just texts. I think Brent was the only one that didn't. But no, I'm just kidding. He did.
I don't think I did.
No, you did. You did. You text me and you were checking in.
Okay.
And
he
did. I did. Okay.
Dude, he didn't even let me use his baseballs. He's not fucking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You know, you
and that was because
that.
Joey is going to train me a couple times last year in the kindergarten year. Paxton and him didn't show up a couple times during the week and I didn't notice. And he let me know that I didn't notice. So those previous things, yeah, that made it teach me to be a better person.
Good. I'm glad.
The better person.
I'm glad that I'm a part of, you know,
the
transition.
So sometimes I will care, but not show it. You got to show it.
Subliminal.
Yeah, you got to show that you care.
Yeah.
I mean, during this tough time that we had with my daughter, it really does help, even though it's a call, a phone, you know, a text, an email, a tweet, a Facebook, a MySpace message,
MySpace.
Whatever it was, like people are just reaching out, showing love, and it really does help. So I appreciate everybody. Super glad and stoked that my daughter's doing very well.
Yes.
Thus far, and we're going to keep this shit up because there ain't nothing else that's going to happen.
No, so. Definitely not. She's not going to have another seizure.
Nope. All fucking good.
Yeah.
Don't fuck it up, Brent. Don't say anything stupid. All right, guys. Have a great fucking week.
Thank you very much.
There goes your BJ. Hope you enjoyed it.
Peace.
Peace.